Science shows that your immune system is highly affected by what you eat. So why not eat healthy? Fruits and vegetables contain the best chemistry for bolstering your immune system against all kinds of threats, such as viruses and bacteria. That's why Dr. Douglas Howard scientifically formulated Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature contains a powerful variety of fruits and vegetables. We flash dry the whole produce and grind them into a powder before delivering them to you in a convenient capsule form. Unlike other supplements, we use whole produce. We don't have to add back in any vitamins or chemicals to bolster its nutritional value. They are all there, just as Mother Nature intended. This method preserves all the nutrition and keeps the natural chemistry that can only be found in whole fruits and vegetables. Give your body the full effect of eating a wide array of whole fruits and vegetables with a blend that is designed with your immune system in mind. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
The Kate Daly Show, because all opinions matter, and George Soros will pay good money for them. The show starts now.
I can say this. History will record the faces of the public health expertise as some of the most sinful, egregious, epic failures in the history of public policy. They have killed people with their lack of understanding and their lack of caring about not just the impact of cases of COVID-19, a virus that the overwhelming majority of people do well in, notwithstanding, of course, we're not underestimating 200,000 Americans who died. That's tragic. But these people have been a gross failure because they never cared to consider the impact of the policy itself. And the policy itself has been a complete, epic failure. And honestly, some people say a crime against humanity.
Daly Show here. So happy to have you listening from all over and all over the world. Thank you. And share the show. KateDalyRadio.com. You can stream live and email me, Kate at KateDalyRadio.com. I have Uncle Milty with me. How are you?
I am good.
And so glad to have all of you. And by the way, Amy Coney Barrett sworn in. She'll be sworn in and the vote went her way and she is our new Supreme Court Justice. We'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. And then also Dinesh D'Souza joining me on Thursday, Catherine Austin Fitz next Friday. I've got, Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional expert, joins us every week tomorrow, for the first part of the show, instead of Thursday, just notifying you on some changes there. We have all kinds of guests coming on board and really happy about that. And just so much going on. What can I say? If you have guests that you would like to have on the show, make sure and email me as well, Kate at KateDalyRadio.com. We do this every day, and I'm happy to do it. And today we have the most amazing guest. I've been wanting to get her on the show for a long time. And I'll tell you what, when I think of vaccines, which was coming down the pike with COVID, and of course, they're trying to rush everybody into this flu vaccine, which is a nightmare. By the way, the CDC did say that they are suspending all data collection for the flu. It's a Christmas miracle. Flu has been eradicated. Why take the vaccine? There you go. There's your answer. Why take it? It's been totally eradicated. So they are doing that for this year and next year, and they don't want you to know any flu numbers because everything's COVID, just like Redfield from the CDC. I play this clip all the time, came out and said that they can't tell the difference. They just can't tell the difference, and so they're suspending all data collection. So I have been wanting this guest on for a long time because when I think of vaccines, I think of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I played her videos on the air. And let me just say, she's probably the foremost in this field, understanding. And a medical professional herself. When we came into the show, that clip was Dr. Scott Atlas, who took Fauci's place. Fauci was fired in April, but nobody really realized it because the media just kept whoring him around. Anyway, so here we are with Scott Atlas talking about public health and talking about a crime against humanity has taken place. And I'm glad that he's at least outspoken on the Laura Ingraham show. But we have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny today. How are you? I'm so excited to have you on the show.
I'm delightful. Thank you so much, Kate.
Oh my gosh, so wonderful. In fact, a medical doctor yourself, board certified, 3 medical specialties. lectured at Cleveland State University, Case Western Reserve Medical School, integrative medicine, speaker at conventions nationally, internationally, all kinds of subjects about cancer, breast health, you name it, hormones, everything. I mean, you're a very busy gal. You also have the best-selling Saying No to Vaccines, and, of course, the contributor on so many other books, the textbook of food and nutrients and disease management. You have quite the resume. I could spend an hour just going through your resume, but I want to hear from you on your, give me your state of the state, state of the country this year, and what this has, you've been on so many shows, and I know that you're so frustrated with probably what's going on as much as we are. Give me your take right now, what we're heading into.
Well, I tend to be a glasses half full kind of gal. I mean, I tend to like to take the lemons and make lemonade out of them.
Good.
And I think that of all of the horrible things that we could talk about that has happened this year that I'm sure everyone knows in spades that we don't have to reiterate.
Right.
I think that two of the things that have been really exceptionally good is that when everybody was in lockdown and in their house, they started paying attention to vaccines for the first time ever.
You're right.
In a way that they'd never, ever looked at them before. And they started understanding this whole process about fast tracking and what does that mean, and they started looking into the ingredients, and so the whole concept of vaccination has really changed. In fact, when this whole thing started, some of the early surveys said that upwards of 70 people mm-hmm. were either going to take the vaccine or thought they probably were. And now, most recently, a few weeks ago, a recent survey said that 57 to 59% that we're absolutely not going to take it or probably not going to take it. So that pendulum has swung from 70% saying yes to almost 60% saying no or probably not. And that only comes through education and understanding and people waking up. So the whole thing about vaccines that people have seen it now and heard it in a way that they never did before. The second mm-hmm. thing that I think is a real make lemonades out of it is that people are starting to comprehend the fallacy of medical models. Ooh. I mean, this entire thing was premised on a medical model that months ago was proven to be absolutely bogus and like the worst medical model ever. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting right here at my desk listening to President Trump and Fauci say, yes, if we do everything exactly right, only 2 million people will die. And like the very next week, it's like, well, if we do everything right, maybe only 200,000. And well, then, well, maybe 70,000. Well, oh, because there's so few deaths from this. Now what we have to do is we start have to fabricating death certificates
yep.
and say people that got run over by a bus died of COVID.
yep.
And so just so that the numbers get all messy, we need to mess up all the testing. We need to mess up PCR, real-time PCR testing mm-hmm. with reverse transcriptase PCR testing, with antibody testing, with nasal swabs, throat swabs, you know, bronchial lavage. We're just going to mess it all together. So nobody's ever going to know
yeah.
what the real number of people are that would sick. We're never going to know the real death rate, but we absolutely know the survival rate, which nobody ever talks about, which is 99.98% mm-hmm. of people who actually even contract the infection recover uneventfully. So I think that those are the lemons that people are aware now at a level that, you know, I've been doing this, Kate, for 20 years, 20
oh
years and 40,000 hours of my time
wow.
that I've been trying to wake people up to the problems associated with vaccines. I couldn't have paid for this much free advertising.
That's so true.
Suddenly get people so awake.
That's
unbelievably
so true.
At an unbelievable level.
Oh, amen to that. Amen to that. And, you know, the WHO saying today, I hate the WHO, but the WHO is only 15,000 people in our entire country today are even considered serious. And that's not even in the hospital. That's just considered with comorbidity. So that means other issues going on. And so I just, the lying and the deception, it just gets insane. And I do have a question about just the testing for you. Why test with a swab that goes all the way up to the brain when you can do strep test in the throat so easily? Why is the test the way it is? Why do you think?
I have no idea, because if this is the most contagious virus ever,
yeah.
that we have to mask up even when we're in our own homes,
right.
and when we're out on the street walking a dog, uh-huh. because we might spread something.
Mm-hmm.
If it's so contagious, so infectious that everybody has to stand 6 feet apart and you have to put a diaper over your face and wear it all day long to keep from spreading this, why can't you just like puff on a Q-tip? Just
go, exactly. You're
puff
right.
on a Q-tip.
You're
and,
right.
And that should be good enough, because, oh my goodness, I mean, this virus is so freaking smart, Kate. It's the smartest virus ever.
It
can
is.
Tell distance. It can tell height.
State.
It can tell time.
State boundaries.
It knows what building it's in. I mean, if it's in Home Depot, it knows to leave you alone. And if it's in the church, it knows to kill you and make you really
oh,
sick.
Gosh.
It knows whether you're talking or whether you're singing. It knows how many people are in the room. I mean, you can only have 10 people in a room gathering, or only 2 people in a nursing home. It is so freaking smart. So smart.
We just don't give it enough credit.
Just like you're going to puff. On a Q-tip,
right.
and that should be good enough.
You're right.
You know?
Oh, we're at a 1300s plague. We just didn't know it. And so we have so much to talk about. We've got to talk about the PrEP Act. We've got to talk about what got us here. We've got to talk about vaccines. And a lot of young moms come to me and they say, are there some vaccines that you would recommend? Are there some vaccines that you go, well, this wouldn't endanger my kid's life now with all the regulations that have been lifted, interviewing Judy Mikovits, talking to Dr. Batar, all the people we've had on the show that say that it's so horrific, the patents owned by the CDC, and then, of course, the manipulation of these vaccines and what's in them. And we'll get to that. But is there anything you could give a kid right now or that you would feel comfortable giving a child that wouldn't endanger them? Of the 69 vaccines?
Unequivocally, no. And the short answer to that, because we could talk about just that one topic for quite a while.
Sure.
The short answer is that up through 1985, there were only 3 vaccines, MMR, DPT, and polio. Now children get multiple doses of 16 or 17 vaccines, depending on how you count them. And there's just no way that you can inject foreign matter into infants and children and adults and pregnant women. There's no way of injecting foreign matter that includes foreign proteins, known carcinogens, chemicals that can alter your DNA, chemicals that can turn on genes that can cause cancer. There's no way that you can inject any foreign matter into your child and believe that somehow it's going to improve their health. It just doesn't happen.
Amen. I just really hope people are listening to that, because there are people out there that think, well, a few of them are necessary or needful.
Like what? Like, okay, which ones?
Yeah.
I mean, the only vaccine that I could say may have some validity in terms of is a rabies vaccine if you have been bitten by a suspected rabid animal. Because the animal really, rabies really is 100% deadly. And when I went to medical school, and in the 16 years as an emergency medicine physician and the director of a level 2 trauma center, at that point in time, the rabies vaccine was never given preventively like they give it now in, mm-hmm. in certain countries, and they give to veterinarians. It was never given that way. It was only ever given as a therapeutic series of 6 injections to try to prevent you from contracting rabies if you had been bitten
exposed.
By an animal that was supposed to be rabid. But other than that, I mean, even tetanus, we could drill down on tetanus. You can get 4 or more tetanus shots and still get full-blown tetanus. CDC data says that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's usually the last one that people can, you know, get their head around.
Because
but none of them are beneficial.
We have to break right now, but I know people go, but it'll come back. Polio will come back. Everything will come back. Yeah.
Well, you can't, why should you be getting 4 vaccines over something that doesn't exist?
Yes. Amen. We have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. What a gift. What a treat this is. Please listen up. Tell all your friends. Go to Kate Daly Radio, stream live. Go to your local station. We'll be right back. More with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny when we come back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
this version. People hearing without listening. You know what? If you're still wearing the mask out there, I implore you to take it off. You're going to be causing yourself cancer down the road. Please take it off. Please take it off. We are not in a 1300s plague, and I just can't even imagine falling for this. We have got to be the biggest sheeple out there. Please, 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 America, take off the mask. Welcome back. I have Uncle Milty.
Hi.
And I have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Very, very happy to have her on board today because I've been wanting her for a very long time. She is the guru, the expert when it comes to vaccines, the person to go to, the person with the information. Everybody refers to Sherry. And I absolutely love that you're on the show today. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
Oh, I love this. Are you kidding? So we have some questions from the audience, and a couple of them are, by the way, you might want to address that. When we were going out of the break, I said there's a lot of people that go, well, polio will come back. It'll come back if we don't give all these vaccines, I can't even imagine how many times they're sticking these little 10-pound babies with all of this stuff, but what about the people that say everything will come back? What do you say?
Well, first of all, polio is not going to come back because polio has been eradicated. The virus that causes an enterovirus, it's called polio, and causes has been eradicated from the Western Hemisphere. We've been declared the Western Hemisphere polio free since 1994. So how many of your young listeners were even born then? And so we haven't had polio since then. Mm-hmm. And so why do we still give 4 to 5 polio vaccines to children to vaccinate against something that's not here? And in the last 3 years, 2017, 18, and 19, the number of cases of polio in the worldwide have been only caused by the oral polio vaccine, which we stopped using in the U.S. in 2001.
Yes.
And so we're here seeing more damage by the oral polio vaccine, and it's only in impoverished war-torn countries like northern Pakistan and Bangladesh and Afghanistan and places that don't have sanitation. Mm-hmm. And we're only seeing it there, and we're seeing more harm and more cases of paralysis from the polio vaccine, the oral polio vaccine, than we ever did from wild-type polio. And one additional thing I want to say about this, about polio, is that we have come to believe that polio is a synonym for paralysis, and it's not. In fact, 97% of people who contracted a polio infection, even during the time when we had a lot of polio infection along, which was in the 1950s, by the way, 97% of people either had an asymptomatic infection, meaning it passed right straight through, or it looked like stomach flu, or a little bit of maybe food poisoning. That was it. Ooh. So a polio infection is not a synonym for paralysis. But boy, they have indoctrinated that. I mean, the polio vaccine was released in 1954 or 55. Mm-hmm. And so all the people that were born in that age group are grandparents now.
Right.
But yet we've got 19 and 20-year-old new parents being terrorized about polio. We've got this multi-generational indoctrination that people think that vaccines are fully tested for safety. They're going to completely keep you from getting sick. The idea of vaccine injury is negligible, and that vaccines are as necessary as oxygen.
Something. Tell me what's in the vaccines. A lot of listeners would like to know. They hear aborted fetal cells. They hear formaldehyde. They hear all kinds of things. And especially with the COVID-19 vaccine, I want you to answer on hydrogel and some of the methods that doctors have been coming out saying this could be the delivery system as well. But what's in them? What's in this one?
We don't really know about the new vaccines, about this whole SARS-CoV-2 vaccine. Mm-hmm. And remember, I'm always trying to make a clarification about this for listeners.
Okay.
So SARS-CoV-2 is the name of the virus. It's like saying my name's Dr. Tenpenny and your name's Kate.
Right.
The name of the virus is SARS-CoV-2. The syndrome that this causes is COVID, which is, like you said at the top of the hour, why are they no longer tracking influenza? Because the symptoms are the same. Fever, cough, shortness of breath, body aches, chills, all of these things. Because they look the same because guess what they are?
Yeah.
Guess what they are?
Ouch, I mean, they are.
For the last 30 years, influenza, up to 20 to 25% of influenza-like illness every single year in, year out, all over the world, has been caused by coronaviruses. So you can get the flu that can be caused by influenza viruses, or you can get the flu caused by coronaviruses. And we have known this for at least 30 years.
Amen. Wow. And they keep wearing the mask like we're in a 1300s plague. So what is in, do we know what is in even a basic, what have they been putting in these vaccines that alarms you since like even the mid 90s or beginning of the 90s, we're noticing big changes in vaccines, right?
Well, we are. I mean, since the early 90s, we saw a big ramp up in the schedule. But the vaccines that had already been made, mm-hmm. like DPT, MMR, polio, right. they haven't changed those formulations ever. I mean, they're okay. the same recipe as what they've always been. We've just added more and more and more and more to children at a younger and younger age. The new vaccines for the syndrome, COVID-19, they have talked a bit about hydrogel. They have talked a bit about this luciferase enzyme that gives off a photon, so that once you get the vaccine and the tattoo is underneath your skin, they can put something akin to a cell phone over top of it, and you see the photoluminescence. You see it light up. So we know that that's coming.
And it's
the cells from aborted fetal tissue that they have been mm-hmm. using in most of the experimental studies come from kidneys. They're human kidney cells. And there's a whole line. There's probably 30 or 40 different cell lines made from aborted fetal tissue that they've used in experiments in labs for long time, since the 60s. And so, but they're holding the formulations of these very close to their chest, all of them. It's very hard to find the study designs. When you do find them, they're like really long documents that these things are all doublespeak and you have to dig mm-hmm. through and find things. It's very hard to find what is exactly going to be in this new vaccine. The biggest problem, though, is that we know that it contains messenger RNA, which is a type of genetic material from the virus that has never, ever been used before in any vaccine that has ever been brought to market. And when they've tested the messenger RNA vaccines on animals, which they've been doing since 2002 with SARS, they've been trying to develop a coronavirus vaccine since 2002. So for the last 20 years, every time they have done this and they've injected into animals, they get a very high antibody response. And the researchers go, yes, that's what we're looking for. Then they re-expose the animals to ambient coronavirus, just garden variety coronavirus. And what that causes is an accelerated autoimmunity and causes the virus to go into the cells and replicate rapidly, cause a cytokine storm, and the animals all either got accelerated autoimmune disease or they died.
Yep.
A coronavirus vaccine has never been able to be moved forward by the FDA since 2000 because it's deadly. And this has been known. And we know that we've been we're probably sensitized to coronaviruses being injected into us from flu shots. And there was a study that came out in the military last year. This year. It was like in February of this year. Seems like last year.
it's a long year.
That showed that they had two populations of recruits. And I believe it was a Navy study that the recruits that got a flu shot had a 36% increased incidence of developing an influenza-like illness caused by coronavirus than those who had not gotten a flu shot. So this big push for flu shots this year, to me, it's to sensitize people to the coronaviruses that are found in the eggs that we make the flu shots from, because coronavirus bronchitis in chicken is really common. And that virus can get passed into their eggs, that gets put into the industry that we make the flu shots from. And those viruses could get into the flu shots and be injected into your body. So then when you get a coronavirus vaccine in the future, you're already sensitized and people are going to get sick. And many are going to die from this vaccine. Many.
Jeez. Uncle Milty has a question.
I'm just curious as to why is it that the poisons have to be included in these recipes?
Yeah.
Can't the immune system just recognize a pathogen by itself?
Without the vaccine, of course.
Yeah.
But in the vaccine, the reason that they have all of these ingredients is because you're taking a live organism, if you want to call virus live, I say it in like air quotes, organism with a virus, or a bacteria, which truly is a live organism because it can replicate and live on its own. And you're taking that and you have to weaken it to be able to inject that foreign matter into your body with this whole theory that once you get that injected into the body, the immune system makes an antibody that will protect you. It's the entire premise of vaccinations, Uncle Milty, is just false. I mean, the first premise is everyone will be exposed,
right?
Which we're not.
Yeah.
The second premise is if you are exposed, exposure is equivalent to getting sick. Heck, all these cases and everything we keep reporting, which means nothing. So you're going to be exposed. Mm-hmm. If you get exposed, you will get sick. And if you get sick, you'll get worst case scenario sick, probably mm-hmm. die, unless, of course, you're vaccinated.
Oh, my gosh. We've had the same amount of deaths with flu since the 50s. We had 78,000 deaths, for instance, in 1950 from flu. So the vaccine that they keep touting, that they keep dying, I mean, they are just pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. Thoughts on the flu vaccine?
It doesn't work.
Thank you. I'm so glad you weighed in on this.
I mean, here's the reason why it doesn't work.
Okay.
Here's one of the primary reasons. I mean, there's lots of reasons.
Sure.
But it's I looked at the CDC data myself. One of the things that the U.S. government's really good at is, mm-hmm. is data collecting and data entering.
Yeah.
And so every year there are 120 testing stations across the country, CDC testing stations. So if you get sick with body aches and fever and all this stuff, you go in and do a throat and a nasal swab. They send it off to the CDC and they test it. And the first stage of that testing is saying, okay, this person's sick, they got a fever. What's causing the illness? Is it an influenza virus or is it something else? So the first step when it comes in, I looked at 19 years worth of data. They do over 600,000 swabs a year. And then they track it, and I looked at the data. And so the first step of that, when it comes in the door, only over the last 19 years, only 15% of those swabs are positive for influenza viruses. If 85% of the time people are getting sick from something else, possibly a coronavirus,
there
possibly adenovirus, possibly mm-hmm. hantavirus, maybe it's bacterial, maybe it's something else, but only 15% of the time of all the swabs over the last 19 years are people getting sick from influenza viruses. And influenza vaccines, flu shots, are only designed to prevent you from getting sick from influenza viruses. So if it's going to work at all, it's only going to keep you from getting sick 15% of the time.
Oh my
gosh. The next step is of those swabs that were positive, those 15%, that's where they do the subtyping, and they look at what those viruses are. Does it match the ones in vaccines?
We're going to come back. I want to restate that when we come back. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, more with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Time I heard this song, and I had chills up and down my spine. And I have guests like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who I have on right now, and I feel the same way. And I feel like I wish I could just have her on daily so that we could get this doctor's dose of what is actually happening to us medically, because we're in a world of hurt right now. We've got this COVID vaccine being rushed out to us. People actually, I can't even imagine being so dumb that you would actually want to put this in your body, this monstrosity. In fact, we should be playing Halloween music seriously, because it is such a monstrosity. And we've done so many shows on this. I'm just pleading with people to listen at this point to the good common sense and all of the knowledge that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has put in literally tens of thousands of hours of research. Welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. They're a wonderful sponsor of the show. Make sure you put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E. Go to balanceofnature.com. Get the supplement, the food supplement. Our food supply is in trouble. It's horrific. You eat one potato now. Eat one potato in 1910. You have to eat a bushel now to keep up with the same kinds of nutrients. And Lord knows what's in our food supply. So please, please, please go to balanceofnature.com. 31 fruits and vegetables dehydrated down. Put my name on it. You get 35% off and free shipping as the promo code KATE, K-A-T-E. Welcome back to the show. We have so much to talk about, and it's kind of hard to choose what, because I'm going to have you back on, Sherry, because there's just so much. Dr. Tenpenny has quite the resume. You need to listen to her on this. The PREP Act is huge, too. The PREP Act is really what got us here, right?
Well, I'm not sure it got us here, but it's certainly the biggest player it's the biggest card on the table.
Okay.
The PREP Act is what got us here is WeForum.org. If people, go, who are these people? Who are they?
Right.
Who's the big who are the they that are pulling all these cards? Yeah, we know Soros, and yeah, we know Gates, and we know about Fauci and Birx, but who's the rest of the they?
Right.
If you want to know who the they are, go to WeForum.org. It's all there.
Okay.
And they've been working on this for 50 years. It actually started with the implementation of Medicare and Medicaid in 1963.
Ooh.
And that's a whole long story that I I do a big presentation on that. But that's where they started where our bodies became the business of the government and became owned by insurance industry. Began in 1963 for sure. But this PREP Act, so in 1986, they passed the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act, which provided complete liability for the vaccine manufacturers for childhood vaccines, and that if your child is injured, you have the ability to apply through the Federal Court of Claims for compensation. There's a table of injuries that they apply to, which is just horribly short and small. But you do have a way to get some compensation, and you do have a way to try to get a little bit of money for your life being back when they've been damaged by this foreign matter called vaccines. That was in 1986. Well, then we had, 9/11, and then we had the smallpox raise its head, and anthrax. And so then they wanted to pass something else, because all the pandemic planning actually started on a global level in about 1998, is when they released the revised version through the WHO of what the first basis of the pandemic plan was going to be. So then we had SARS in 2002. We had bird flu in 2005. We had H1N1 in 2009 of the swine flu. And so now we've got coronas. This is the same playbook, different virus, right? And so in 2005, they passed this piece of legislation literally in the middle of the night. It was at 11:30 on a Saturday night, December 17th. Everyone had already gone home except for Senator Bill Frist out of Tennessee and Representative Hassert, who was at the time the chairman of the House.
Pedophile. Hassert.
Yes,
yeah.
That guy.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah.
That's been around for a long time. And so the two of them marched over to the House at 11:30 on a Saturday night, and they tacked this bill on the back end of a defense appropriations bill. Nobody had read it. It was a 42-page piece of legislation that was originally called Division E. They then changed the name to the 2005 PREP Act, which stands for Public Emergency and Preparedness Act. And what they Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, the PREP Act. And what it did was it took the 1986 Injury Compensation Act and put it on steroids, because not only does it cover any childhood vaccine, now it covers any adult vaccine and anything that can be called a covered countermeasure in the event of a declared public emergency. So in March 17th of 2020, our illustrious Alex Azar, the head of HHS, the big pharma troll that he is, convinced our government to declare an emergency. And he wrote the PREP Act, activated the PREP Act inside of the Federal Register on March the 17th, 2020. And the definition of a covered countermeasure that gets complete liability protection, even if it kills you, is a drug, a biologic, a vaccine, a software, a technology, a hardware, any sort of thing that anybody is making right now under the umbrella of for this emergency called COVID, gets 100% complete liability protection, even if it kills you. You cannot appeal to the Federal Court of Claims. There's no injury compensation table. There is no VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, report injuries. There's no funding compensation for you to get any compensation. And even if there were those things in place, you would have to convince the U.S. Attorney General, the acting attorney general right now, whether like Bill Barr, that the drug companies created all of these products under an act of willful misconduct with the intent to harm you, which by a legal standard is nearly impossible to ever do. So if you get hurt by any of these things, including the microchipping technology, if you get hurt by any of those things, you are just SOL. There is nothing you can do about it.
So we worry about some biological agent being released by a so-called terrorist or somebody from another country, but they're actually doing a biological attack on us in our own country, really using these vaccines.
The vaccines, the things that they do to inject the vaccines, all of the ingredients in the vaccines, all of that stuff. And what's really interesting, the PrEP Act was revised. It was put into the Federal Register on March the 17th and then revised on the 24th. And on March the 24th, to include not only all of those things I just mentioned, but every single ingredient, every part, everything that's used to make an inject a thing to eject you, your COVID thing on your phone, if your phone blows up, everything is covered. Everything. Now, here's the good news out of that, though.
Okay.
The good news. If you go and you read the fine print, what it actually says at the very bottom of the revision, in size 3 font, and I'm not kidding, it says that all of these things will remain in place until we are declared that there is no longer an emergency, or October 1st, 2024, whichever comes first. So if President Trump gets reelected and he goes in and says, commands his next head of HHS or secretary of HHS, who I hope are neither of the two nefarious characters who are there now, if he tells, go in and say, we no longer have a public health emergency, stop it. And they go and they write it into the Federal Register. I believe that means that all that liability protection that all these people have been running down the road to try to get all these things fast-tracked will go away.
Do you think Trump knows? Do you think Trump, because I thought he was pretty aware of the danger of vaccines.
He is very aware of the danger of vaccines.
Yeah. Okay.
But if he says, think about what this just said, Kate.
Yeah, you're right.
This law says that it's in place until we no longer have an emergency or this date. Not and or.
So 2024.
But if the next president, President Trump, because it'll never be Biden.
Right.
If President Trump says, we no longer have an emergency, Secretary of HHS, go and write in the Federal Register, effective this date, we no longer have a COVID emergency.
Yes.
That means that now we've taken the PrEP Act off the table and all that liability protection that they got, spending all those billions of dollars to make a vaccine, to make a software, a hardware. I think it all stops.
Oh my gosh.
And they're left holding the bag.
Wow. Okay.
And as soon as they are left holding the bag and they have no liability protection, how much more do you think they're going to try to push that forward?
Yeah. Yeah.
Zero.
Right. What scares? Wow. That's huge too. I hope people just had that just register in their minds. That's huge. What, I have two questions for you because I know we're going to run out of time, but what scares you the most about what's coming and the delivery system or what's in it, what's coming and what gives you hope?
The delivery mechanism, I do believe, if this goes to market and it has the hydrogel in it and all the different nefarious things in it that will hook us up to the cloud, it really is, in my opinion, the biblical mark of the beast.
Okay.
They are hooking it up with the COVID pass on your phone, and there's a couple different technologies like that that you won't be able to buy, sell, trade, and definitely not travel anywhere on an airplane unless you can show proof of vaccination.
Jeez.
That horrifies me. I mean, yeah. As a Christian person that right. I am a Christian, and that terrifies me to think that, you know, it's been predicted for 2,000 years, and here we are.
Repeat the name of the Luciferian, the Luciferian part of that, that you kind of went over it real quick, but that what's the name of that part of it?
The Luciferase?
Yes, Luciferase.
Luciferase.
And what is that exactly?
It's an enzyme that gives off a bioluminescence. So it's like it's like a bioluminescence thing underneath your skin that you put like a laser over the top of your skin, and it shines. It's shiny so that you can see that you've actually been marked.
Okie dokie.
So that terrifies. Now, what gives me hope is that people like you and people like Brian Rose and people that have big audiences are getting this information out, and people are going, wait, stop. I'm not doing it. That gives me hope.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. I'll tell you, it's scary. It's scary. And the more they push, is it working against them? Is it finally working against them? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think it is too.
I think it definitely is, because I think that they've completely overplayed their hand.
I do too.
And I think that they didn't anticipate the sheer will of people like you and me and Andy and Rashid and all these other people and other people that are fighting for the planet. They underestimated the will of the human spirit to say, we're not going to be enslaved. We're not going to be tagged like a bunch of cows.
Right.
We're not going to be we're not going to be subjected to just locked in our houses. Mm-hmm. And what is going to be the proof of the pudding to me that we're really, really making head ground is when people rip off their mask and refuse to be muzzled and wear a diaper over their face all day long.
Amen.
That to me is Amen. Going to be like when we know that the 100th monkey has shown up and we've hit the tipping point.
You're right.
And that's the exact reason these people, these tyrants, always fail in their plans, because they always underestimate humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, you're right. And you know what? It gives us hope, too. I'm hoping that people are finally waking up, and I'm glad they rushed this, because to me, that was kind of a checkmate that Trump was doing, was rushing it, because he knew, and he even said in the very beginning, people will not want this. And I was glad he actually said that on tape many times, because we needed to hear that. People won't want this, and they don't. So it's worked against them. And I'm really grateful to you that you're out there, that you are. Where can people find you? The resources? Because people always ask me this question. The resources, everything you've been citing, where can they find it?
Well, we have a lot of internet properties, because I do a lot of online educational things between Vaccine University, between our boot camp, our research library, my medical clinic, drtenpenny.com. If you just want to know more about who this crazy person is that's been talking to you for the last hour, you know, and all of those, and Vaxxter, my main website is Vaxxter.com, V as in victory, AXXTER.com, Vaxxter.com. But you can find all of those in one website. You can go through and see all of it. And that one website is coursesformastery.com. Courses, the number 4, numerical 4, mastery.com. Coursesformastery.com. Everything that I just mentioned is all inside of that landing page.
Oh, I love it. And weforum.org, you mentioned that too? WeForum?
Oh, weforum.org. Yeah, that's where all the nefarious creatures live.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I surely appreciate you. I know the audience does. I can't wait to have you back, because we have so many topics we could cover in depth. People don't realize there's just so much to understand and know. We need to get caught up. This is the moment to do it. Stay on for just a moment when we go off here. And thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Kate.
You bet. And we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. You're not going to want to miss what we have coming up. Stay on katedalyradio.com. We'll be back in just a moment.